The state began the managed care transition earlier in the year for people in long-term care, and that will now extend to the state's 3.3 million Medicaid recipients, who are mostly low-income pregnant women and children. Instead of the state paying claims directly to providers, it will give lump sums of money to health insurance companies, which will then contract with doctors. Laura Goodhue with the healthcare consumer group Florida Chain says she's cautiously optimistic about the program.
However, we still have concerns, and the main concern is that our state agency, the Agency for Healthcare Administration, really listen to patients and providers, and that they hold HMOs accountable for what they are required to do.
Supporters say managed care will lead to better health outcomes for patients and save money, but studies done on a smaller five-county pilot program in the state are inconclusive on that. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.